We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What's up, guys? Welcome into another edition of Bogey Free. I'm your host, Matt Jones. You can find me on Twitter at MattJonesTFR. And I am flying solo tonight. Evan had just something he could not get out of this evening. So it's just going to be me. Unfortunately, the snake draft lobby is very dead. I just tweeted out a link to the $1 six-man, hoping that it fills shortly. But we can talk, you know, we can talk about plenty of other stuff before that. Anyway, this week obviously is the Wells Fargo. We have seen Quail Hollow a bunch of times. Obviously, it's been the host of a major before. Like, this is not a new track for us by any means. I'm looking forward to this week. I like the course quite a bit. It's one of the stronger fields that we've had in a non-major this year for sure. So definitely looking forward to that. Just going through and thinking about the pricing this week. The very top of the board is loaded, obviously, and it's one of those situations where you're just going to have to play the lower owned guys. There's not really a situation where in a field that has this many you know, top flight golfers to start that I'm really going to go chalk hunting, because you just don't have to, right? There's always going to be somebody who is a little bit lower owned than they're supposed to be in the 10,000 and up range or so. And that gets magnified even more when you're talking about, a stronger field. So this week, when you're talking about the 10K and up guys, you have, you know, Rory right at 10K. I don't know. God bless if you're willing to play Rory regardless of ownership. Webb is there, Xander's there, Rahm, Bryson and JT. I think that Xander is going to be very low owned. Webb will probably be next, and then Rory will get some ownership for better or worse for him, honestly. I'm not going there. The interesting guy, and I'm curious to see where he goes once this snake starts. We need one more person in here. So if I abruptly stop and start talking about the draft, you know why. Aaron Wise is apparently going to be very popular this week. I ran my ownership around 2 o'clock this afternoon, maybe. And he looks like he's going to be like a top three owned golfer this week. I'll get into my rant after the draft here. Let me share my screen so that we can that way. All right. So looks like I drew pick three. We got about 30 seconds here. I'm going to take a sip of my water. Usually Evan can fill in the silence there, but he, like I said, super busy, very important guy. Could not find the time tonight. So, hopefully everything's okay. If you want to check in on him, at any point, it's at eChaney69. You can do that. All right. So let's see. Any familiar no familiar names here. But the draft is starting. So here we go. We got pick three. you know it, Miley. I'm super crown rich. All right, so let's see who went. Shoffley actually went first, so okay. And then Rahm, it's a very easy decision for me. I will go Justin Thomas. He is my highest rated golfer in power ranking, and I don't really feel the need to get too cute yet. Let's see who comes back around. This is a little bit of a wait here now. So I'm hoping I can get somebody in this range here. The Reed Cantlay. All right, Bryson went. I don't think there's any shot that Zalatoris makes it back to me. But he would be the one. Hovland looks like he's a little trendy, as some people have him on their outright cards. All right, Zalatoris just went. Webb went. And I'm fine with Hovland. I'm curious to see what his ownership actually shakes out to be. Finau goes. Oh, my boy Tringali went. Oh, Nagel must be in this draft. All right, no way in hell I'm drafting Rory. The conversation is probably Reed or Neiman for me. And I'm thinking I'm going to go Neiman. I kind of instantly regretted that as soon as I clicked him, but, I think Neiman's fine. I think there's a chance that, all right, Cantlay just went. So they were thinking similarly. I think there's a chance here at 15, I would love to get Reed anyway. I would love to get Answer. I'd love to get Sungjae. I'd love to get Harmon. So there are some good picks that I'm guaranteed to get here. Curious to see how far Rory slides. Rory's still available. Reed goes. Oh man. Do you draft Rory here? Yeah, Homa too. I know. This is a pretty stacked range for me. Like this little quartet here. Yeah, Connors goes, I'm fine with that. So answer Homa, Sungjae, and Harmon, I think are solid there. All right. I'm gonna listen to Miley. I'm gonna go with Max here. Should I? Yeah, I'll have enough exposure to Harmon. We'll talk about that shortly. But I'll make sure to at Miley if this doesn't work out. Answer goes, people don't really like Harmon. There's a chance that Harmon could roll around back to me. Rory finally goes at pick 17, which is, I mean, pretty wild when you think about it. Let's see. Okay, Harmon goes, so he didn't quite make it back. That's all right. Keegan goes, no chance in hell. I was drafting him anyway. Now things get a little bit interesting. Like, I think Larry goes, that's fine. I think, can I say no to Tommy if he's there? Power ranking hates Tommy this week. Hasn't really done a ton, but this does feel like a course that he would do pretty well. All right. And then he goes anyway. All right. So I'm thinking it's really between Griot and Wallace for me here. And I'm going to go Wallace. Man, this part of the board, I feel like gets kind of tight. Like if you have conviction on one of these guys, I guess, good on you, but like Day, Griot, Sink, Foul, like if Griot makes it back to me, that's a home run for me. Sink, Fowler, Henley, English, Varner, Jones, Glover, like all these guys, it's just mix and match. Like who do you want to play whack-a-mole with this week? I don't really feel supremely confident that any one of these guys are really that much better than any of the other ones. All right, so Griot and Day go. I mean, Gary's got to turn it around at some point, right? So yeah, we're gonna go Gary Woodland. What does that leave me with here? That was my fifth pick. So I'm thinking I can probably close this out no problem with like an Ortiz or maybe some Denny McCarthy, perhaps. Fowler finally goes at pick 30. Varner goes at 31. My namesake at 32. Schwartzel goes at the pick right before me. Yeah, you know, I think I'm going to dip.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I think I'm going to dip a little bit and go with Denny here. So the final team here is Justin Thomas, Joaquin Niemann, Max, Wallace, Woodland, and Denny. Good old Denny boy. I feel pretty good about that team. I really like JT. If some reasonable approximation of what Gary Woodland used to be shows up here, I think that this team is a smash. All right, let's stop sharing this.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball players strike out with the bases loaded. The best golfers sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you come up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz now. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S.-licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication's appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz now to get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/RotoViz. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
So yeah, pretty happy with that team. I think it could have gone a little bit better if Griot could have made it back to me. That would have been nice. But you know what they say, beggars can't be choosers. So, all right. So let's get into this Aaron Wise thing. I was really hoping that Evan would be here so that we could, we could chat and I could get worked up. Because I'm sure that he would say something about why Aaron Wise is actually a good play. Look, if we're at a point in the PGA DFS life cycle that we are playing guys off of 8 rounds of history, I think DraftKings just needs to pack it in. I think that they need to stop offering golf in general and just move on. Just try something else. The Professional Fighters League, I think, is starting up. Maybe some Aussie Rules football, something, and literally anything but PGA. This idea that he should be one of the top 3 or 5 highest owned guys. I don't care what his price is. He's 7,100, right? And he has a 18th place, I think it was, and a runner up finish here. Great. That's awesome. That's very, very nice. Over the past 5 events, he missed the cut. He finished tied for 44th. He finished tied for 13th. That's good. He finished tied for 65th, and he missed the cut. Realistically, T65 is a missed cut. Like, let's not sugarcoat things here. Before that, a 66th place finish and a missed cut before that. So he has missed 3 of his 7 cuts so far this year and has 1 finish inside the top 40. I don't understand what the mental gymnastics are for you to tell yourself and get there and say, you know what? I understand all that. However, can I interest you in his runner-up finish from 3 years ago? That's not a thing. That's not a thing we should be doing. Overall, I think that ownership has sharpened up quite a bit since we started this show, where like people would miss the cut and their ownership would be sliced in half, right? Even if they gained strokes on approach and just had a bad putting, a couple of days putting, just slash the ownership in half. That really doesn't happen anymore. And I think that's indicative of the fact that things have gotten better. Our analysis of golf has gotten better. We understand how to separate the categories and what's signal and what's noise. And for some reason, there's every once in a while, there's one of these stupid instances where we just forget about all that. And I know that he's going to be first round leader, or he's going to finish in the top five this week. And I'm never going to hear the end of it for this rant. But I think that it's a mistake that we're doing this week. He obviously was playing much, much better in 2019 coming into this. He had just had a top 20 at the Masters in his previous start. And in 2018, when he was runner up, he did miss the cut the week before. But he won the week after at the Fort Worth. Not Fort Worth, at the Byron Nelson. So he obviously figured something out, and he was obviously rounding into form. So let's not kid ourselves and act like the smartest people in the room and like, oh no, you know, 3 weeks ago he had this top 15 finish and he has eight decent rounds here. So we just have to jam him in. It's ridiculous. Okay. Glad I got that out of my system. Full disclosure, as an emotional hedge, I did play him as an outright for 175-1 on DraftKings, which is still available right now. Just to take the sting off. If by some miracle he ends up winning. But that's an emotional hedge. That's not like financial advice. I do have some picks that I did want to get to. I have a pretty heavy top 20 card this week. I went with Zalatoris, Griot, English, Gooch, McCarthy, Straka, and Werenski. The Zalatoris play is just like, I mean, that dude's a stud, and he is going to continue to play really well, I think. And I think he probably wins a tournament sooner rather than later. So getting him at plus 175 is for a top 20, I think is just far too much value. I think I made him like 115 or so, plus 115 or something around there. So most of the rest of the guys that I mentioned were on FanDuel, which they just had, their numbers were inflated there. English, Gooch, and McCarthy were 450 and above, and the sim showed value there. So, and then Straka and Werenski are 800 and 900, just bomb plays, a little risk, and a decent reward. So, that's that. I do have an each way on Harmon, right now as well at Bet365. They have, what is it this week? 1/5 of the odds, or I'm sorry, 1/4 of the odds for a top five. So, if you were to play, if you were to just look for a top five for Harmon by itself, it would be around like plus 800, plus 850 at most books. And this gets you access at plus 1250 for a top five, which I think there's a ton of value there on Harmon. And then realistically, the decisions that I'm making now to round out my outrights kind of revolve around whether or not I'm going to play one of the big guys or not. I think that I'm probably going to end up playing a little bit of Bryson at plus 1500. I think that is that's right about what I made him as far as the sim goes. But I don't really ever show like a ton of value on these super short guys. So every once in a while, I just like to take a stab. So if I go there, and I have Harmon, I'll probably pick, somebody around like the, answer Neiman, like the 3,500 to 4,500 range, or maybe even go back to Sungjae this week. And then just, you know, just take a couple of bombs, for some each way. It's like something simple, like, Munoz, who can score, right? Like you have some tempting guys at over 100 to 1, even Gary, at Bet365 right now is 140 to 1, which I think it's probably pretty decent, at least to get those boosted top five odds. I don't really think that there's a ton else that I am going to hit this week. I am retooling my head-to-head sim. So hopefully I'll have that figured out sooner rather than later. If you are playing during the week and you're doing Showdown, make sure you check out my content over at FTN. I will have the putting regression model posted with some of my favorite plays for the day. I'll have that up Thursday night, not on Friday because I have a wedding, which is pretty exciting stuff. First wedding in a couple of years. And then on Saturday night as well, I will have I'll have those articles up. And of course, on RotoViz right now, you can check out the slate breakdown. I have my perfect lineup percentages in there, and the optimizer is loaded up with the power ranking scores. And I will have I'm going to do my first real adjustments of ownership projections now. So that's it. That's the content for the week. We will be back next week, of course. Hopefully Evan can find time in his busy schedule for us again. Thanks for listening and good luck. We will talk soon. See ya.